Hi, I'm Sherry Todd, a former DJ, now podcaster. Every week, I hope to take you on an adventure that informs, inspires, and starts conversations. I want to get honest, and I want to get to the heart of life and love. There's going to be good days, bad days, good shows, bad shows. And just like life, we have to figure it out. And I want to figure it out loud. Welcome to Sherry. We're live.
We're live?
We're live.
Live from the boat.
Live from the boat. Welcome to Sherry. This is Sherry Todd. I'm here on Carnival Cruises.
Radiance.
And I'm here with some fellow crazy people. Yes, fellow crazy shippers. What do you call it? Cruisers.
Cruisers? Yeah. Cruisers would be a good one.
Yes. So we're here. We're going to talk about our trip, Carnival. My sister Tammy's here.
Hello.
My sister, or her daughter, my niece, Giselle.
Hello.
And Giselle's friend, Rosie.
Roxy.
I know, Roxy.
Sherry has been drinking on
this
cruise.
No, I haven't.
Hola.
I know it's Roxy. So we're just going to talk about it. We're going to talk from a perspective of first-time cruisers, which is myself, Roxy,
Rosie.
Tammy. Mm-hmm. And then there's Giselle, who's been, how many times have you been on a cruise?
This is my fifth cruise.
Oh, your fifth cruise?
Yeah, this is my fifth cruise.
Oh, so we'll talk to Roxy. Roxy, you're like myself.
Yes, we're first timers.
What did you enjoy most about it? We were on the Carnival cruise. We were 3 days.
Yes.
Or 4 days.
Yes.
Cruise to Ensenada. And it's our first experience. What did you think?
Well, first off, it's one of my special trips because I'm here with my mother.
Aww.
And it's a beautiful mother-daughter experience. Rosiosa.
Okay.
Yeah. And here with my soul sister, Giselle. And I get to meet special Mama Tammy and yourself.
Tammy. Oh.
What have I liked about it the most? Well, I love how organized it was from day one. I mean, everything was a breeze just getting on and how we were checked in. And I love the app. It's very helpful.
So the app is important. Yes, Tammy.
I just want to know if we get casino comps for promoting Carnival Cruise Lines.
Referrals.
My sister Tammy is addicted to gambling. It's the only reason she came. Because we were going to go on the Disney cruise, but...
Can't.
What?
There's no casino on the Disney cruise. Full disclaimer.
We were going to go on there?
I mean, do you want to?
Yes! I'm dying to go on a Disney cruise.
Me too. But someone...
There's no casino. So it's,
yeah, so?
I mean, yeah, no.
There's a lot of shows on it.
I'm sure there are a lot of shows on it. There is alcohol, though, so there is a plus there.
We're all sitting in our stateroom. We have a balcony.
Yeah, it's nice right now. It's really nice
in
the
morning. Docked right now in Ensenada.
Yes. But when, I mean, even yesterday or the day before, no, yesterday, I think that was the first day we were here, I sat out there for, like, 20 minutes just just sitting out there. We were just floating along. It was just nice.
Yeah, it's nice.
Nice to be outside. You had already left to get coffee.
Oh. My hour and a half trip to get coffee.
We'll go to Tammy. She's the Karen of the group. We'll go to Tammy in a minute.
Oh, wow.
She just hit me.
Oh. So, and you, Roxy,
yes.
What else did you like about it?
We've had a blast, actually. Just the dancing, the clubs have been a lot of fun. Great quality music. And just a lot of fun and a lot of diversity of effect.
What is it that you would tell somebody who's coming on the ship for the first time? Never been on a cruise. What would you tell them? What would you, to expect?
What to expect?
What to expect, what to prepare for, what to bring.
Just
because
app,
I was calling Giselle constantly.
Well, get yourself a Giselle. Start
there.
Okay. Right? What I wasn't expecting is to be as cold as I've been.
Yeah.
So thank God I brought my little sweater. Or light
sweater.
Out
in the water, yeah.
Well, air conditioning too. No, bring snacks.
That's true.
Yeah.
One thing about the cruise is that even though everything's all-inclusive, there's a lot of things you still have to pay for.
Yeah.
You got to prepare for. Like gratuity, you have to pay for. The drinks are not free no matter what.
Alcohol,
water,
drinks.
Soda, none of that's free. So
at the bar, right?
Yeah, at the bar. And I don't think you could bring food. Well, I saw people bringing like 12 packs of...
You can bring bottles, right?
You can, yeah. You can bring up to, I think it's up to 6 bottles of wine. You can bring a can, like a case of sodas and things like that. You can bring snacks. I've traveled with friends before who have just packed a couple snack, like boxes of Cheez-Its and things like that. So you can bring some stuff on there to help prepare for being in the stateroom, but
they have refrigerators in the room.
Yeah, there's fridges in the room where you can do all that. But if you don't bring anything, it does make it a little bit more difficult. For coffee drinkers in the morning, that gets a little difficult. I know. Yeah, we've got several. Yeah, we have hands raising.
You can do room service.
So that helped, but
it's more expensive.
It is expensive. Yeah, it's definitely more expensive. So there's things you can do to help prepare for things like that, but overall, yes, you know, you have to pay for those different things.
So talk about the card. You get a card.
Mm-hmm. Your room key.
Yeah, it's your room key. Yeah. And you have to use that for everything that you get and buy.
Mm-hmm. Right.
And it gets charged to your room, so you have to like have a credit card or a debit card.
Right.
And this is where the money.
This is where the money piles up.
You can't use your especially debit if you're card anywhere. I haven't been able to use my debit card. Yeah.
But no, you have to link one to this.
To
the key.
So your room key before you get on board, you go through a check-in process and you add your debit card to, it's called your sale and sign account. And basically what that is when you get your room key, that is essentially your payment method on the boat.
It's your bank.
Exactly. So when you're using it, if you are purchasing alcohol or if you're purchasing any of the specialty food or purchasing different event type things. So for example, we all played bingo yesterday, and buying the cards was
a disaster.
It was a disaster. It was a really long line. A lot of people love bingo on the ship. It was a lot of fun.
You don't win nothing. What was the most you
could
win?
No, they won cash.
How much?
No.
200, 300, and you could win 5,000. There's a possibility of winning 5,000.
Wait, yeah.
Didn't you win $50?
You won, no,
deal or no deal. Playing deal.
But on bingo, people
won a lot of money.
Yeah, there were people winning $200, $300. I think the main
$100, the main. Yeah. But there's a possibility of winning 5,000. If I think when it was like you have to fill up the whole card, the blackout, you had to do it under 39 numbers or something. There was a number you had to.
$45?
Something like that. And then you would get $5,000. But the main winner, she won
$1,200. Yeah, you can still win.
That was pretty good.
Yeah, you can still win.
I would have paid my whole trip.
Yeah, no kidding.
See, there you go, $1,200 for the trip.
No, but even then too, you know, when you purchase those things, you're handing them your card or your room key, and that's what's being charged. And through that app that Roxy was talking about, you can look at your account summary and manage that. Now, for people who want to use cash, there is a way to add cash into your cash account. So actually, Mom and I did that yesterday. She had some cash that she would prefer to pay with. So adding cash to your account kind of overrides what's happening on your card. So if you have cash in that fund, if you have any onboard credit, it's going to draw from those two premises first and then go into your debit card. So there are other ways of paying for things, but overall, your sale and sign card, your room key is your main source
only
of payment. Yeah, it's
only.
Right. It is. Yeah, you're only. Yeah, that's a better way of putting it. It is your only, you know. So it's just something to get used to. You know, you don't hand cash to anyone. Everything is done through that primary account and everything's settled on the day that you debark.
So what would you suggest as somebody who's done this a few times?
Mm-hmm.
What would you suggest for people to bring?
Don't forget a charger, a charger for sure. I honestly do suggest bringing some cash with you, especially if you like to play in the casino, just because then you don't have that temptation to.
It's very easy.
It is. Yeah. You don't have that temptation.
You go in
to
with
run
a goal of 300 and before you know it's 3,000.
Yeah. So just going through that process and then the same thing, like I mentioned before, if you would prefer, like, I'd rather use the cash that I have than having something debited on my account, then you have a way to go to guest services and get that taken care of. It was very easy. It was a very easy process. But doing things like that, definitely bringing, for me personally, bringing lotion is huge. My skin tends to dry out very easily. And so for me, I use the in shower body lotion, okay. And that seems to work a lot better for me as far as keeping my skin from drying out, because being on the boat, you're outside, you're doing a lot of things, you're really not drinking as much water as you probably should be. Yeah. So that's a huge thing really for me, is just making sure that I'm able to keep my skin and just stay comfortable, you know, overall. You know, nobody wants to walk around with dry skin and just be uncomfortable. If you can't, nobody wants that, right? Nobody advocates for that.
What's the slogan for Olay?
What's the slogan for that? It's a trivia.
Earlier you said cheese it. I'm like, get your own box.
That was what it was. What was Olay? Love the skin you're in. That's what
love
it was.
Yeah,
it is. I think it's more bring whatever you need to bring to keep yourself comfortable and to keep yourself, you know, from missing out on having fun and experiencing
a sweater is a good
sweater
thing.
Yeah.
Or a light jacket,
and experiencing the things that the ship offers. Because even though, I mean, when I first started cruising, I didn't know what to expect. You know, my friends told me there was a casino and there's things like that, but my whole thing was there's so many things going around. We didn't play bingo until the first time Mom and I came on, and I absolutely loved it. It was so much fun. And it was something that I might not have done on my own, you know. So going through that process and being comfortable to experience that and not having to miss out because I didn't pack something or didn't bring something, whatever the case may be.
Right.
That was something that I would suggest for anyone. Just do and bring whatever you need to keep yourself comfortable on the trip. Plan like you're going on a vacation anywhere else.
Yeah.
You just happen to be on a boat. Yeah.
So, Roxy, what's the one thing you're going to take away from this cruise?
Spending time with my mom in the casino. And obviously getting to know Giselle's family. You guys are so special. And the dancing.
Yeah.
The dancing and meeting some very crazy people.
Mm-hmm.
It was fun.
So I told Giselle, I go, when you think of this cruise, this would be like the Walmart.
Sure.
Of cruises,
sure.
Because it was just such an eclectic types of people.
It was a lot.
I think your exact words were, if Walmart had a cruise,
it would be this.
That's so true, though. That's exactly
like,
what it
put
is.
Put those clothes back on. What are you doing? There's children around here.
But it's such a fun group of people. And I think I mentioned this to Roxy. Actually, I think I mentioned it to you too, Aunt Sherry. Everybody here has the same goal. Everybody is still, you know, just trying to have fun.
Yeah.
So you don't really meet anyone who's just like trying to knock having a good time.
Mm-mm.
And I mean, you can go up, run into anyone and say, hey, and it's like you've known them for years,
mm-hmm.
you know, and everybody's just trying to have a good time. And you end up running into those same people.
Oh, and apparently don't order room service, right?
Oh, yeah, room service.
Tell them about your experience in
the
elevator.
Giselle and I were, where were we going? Anyway, we were in the elevator. I think we were leaving, and a guy, one of the waiters came in, and he was carrying a tray with all the food, all breakfast food, but none of it was covered. I'm like, oh, my God, I could reach up right now and grab a muffin. People could start sneezing and coughing, and it's like it wasn't covered.
Ugh.
I just thought that was weird. Giselle.
Yes.
Tammy. What was so special about this cruise?
For me?
Tammy, also known as Karen.
Aww.
Now I'm teasing you. Don't cry.
You know what?
Don't write a letter.
Don't write a letter to Sherapy because I will not open it.
I experienced it, Karen. That was no good. That's another one. That's another time we'll get together and we'll talk about that.
About what?
We're going to talk about a Karen. We're not going to taint this.
We should have a Karen episode. Everybody talk about that.
You let me know.
Thanks for the inspiration, Tammy. Go ahead.
I will be writing a letter to the captain.
So. About what?
A lot.
Like what?
No, I'm just kidding.
I complain. The thing I complain is not enough bathrooms.
Lack of customer service, lack of employees.
Well, mm-hmm. From the first one we went on, and I think that people stay 6 months at a time.
Hear that? Yeah, they're taking off.
We're taking off.
We're leaving. We're coming home, everybody.
The lack of customer service because there's the lack of employees. It's like they're short-staffed. And there was, I mean, an hour and a half for a cup of coffee. Seriously, that's just, I'm sorry. I don't understand that. But I think the hardest part about it was, like, for instance, you walk up to the bar, and of course they're busy, but there's five or six guys working back there, four guys, sometimes only one. But they won't even look up and acknowledge you.
No, yeah.
I'm fine with waiting, but acknowledge me.
That happened just at the bingo yesterday.
It happened every single where I went. It's like they purposely ignore. But I think that was, and then last time I was here, there were waiters and everybody, and you couldn't go 5 feet without them going, you need anything? You good? You good? I think probably the most attentive has been, what's his name?
Here,
Jomar.
And he's Jomar is our, so you get a stateroom attendant.
Yeah, he's our attendant.
He's amazing.
He's amazing.
Your name. Amazing.
He knows our name.
Customer service.
Anything we wanted. I mean, but that's how it was with every single person on the ship last time. Aww. So I think they're going through maybe just a phase of lack
it's
of
just
employees.
A transition. And I agree. And you and I talked about it earlier. Between your first cruise where you were just hooked right off the bat to now where maybe there's a
very
difference
different.
In staff. It is. It's a little bit different. And, you know, it's not you.
I didn't feel special.
Oh.
Oh, he made
you
feel
are
feel
very
special.
Special.
You are special.
No, I mean.
I understand what you're saying, though.
Maybe you're so special.
Right now, my mom and I were coming up to the room, and he saw us, and he went ahead of us. To open up our room door.
Yeah.
I mean, it's little things like that are very significant.
Absolutely.
I even made a comment to you, Mom, right? We're like, God, how special he is. Like, we really need to hook him up with the
how
tip.
How do you tip somebody like that?
You can leave cash in the room.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You can go on, is it Yelp or it's some, he told us, right? He goes, make sure you go on and make a review.
Yeah.
Oh, I didn't know that.
So it might be within the app.
Actually, I think it's here.
Oh, that's good. Yeah. On the app?
I think that's what he said. But he did say, please leave a really good review. I'm like, oh, we will.
I will just say, anybody thinking about it should, because in the overall picture, you get a little mini vacation, which everybody needs. By the time you would do airfare or hotel and restaurants and everything else, you're still getting a better deal here. Seriously.
I agree.
And there's something for everybody.
I can't read it.
There's a hub. Okay. So there's a survey you can go off of the app.
Oh, okay.
And what did I say? Where did I go? Feedback. Anyway, it's called Feedback. Oh, Feedback. And you go and you write. And
the app is very important because
survey.
When you get out into the water, you have no Wi-Fi. Yeah. You can buy it if you want to pay the money. But, like, we were, like, a whole day in the ocean. We had no Wi-Fi. The world could have ended. We would have never known. But once we talked into Ensenada.
Way to take a left turn on the vacation.
What happened?
But once
as
I got
everybody's
this...
okay at home. As of the recording of this podcast, the world has not ended as far as we know.
Yeah.
You need this app. It helps a lot to stay in touch.
But more than anything else, I'm really happy, you know, for those of you know that our mom passed away a couple of months ago, you know, getting Sherry out of the house. And taking a little vacation and just regrouping has been really nice.
Yes, it has.
That's actually a nice thing. They have a lot of elevators. Mm-hmm.
They do have a lot of elevators.
They're very accommodating.
But then we have
very accessible.
People that take us places and it's like the wrong place.
Yeah.
Because they take us on a big hike around the boat. Yeah.
That's very inconsiderate.
I know it is.
Right?
There's no Yelp review for that person.
No, we can leave a Yelp review.
Yes, we can.
Okay, y'all.
We're talking about Giselle.
First of all.
Giselle made reservations on.
Texas just came out. Yeah. You made my Texas come out.
Oh, I like the Texas.
First of all, for those listeners out there, it's a big boat. Okay.
Yeah, it is.
It's a big boat. And. For the record, we're referring to our dinner reservations last night. We were trying to find our way to this restaurant, and I didn't... Italian restaurant, very good, but we didn't...
Listen to Mom or your friend.
No, that's not it. I took you where... We were right outside the restaurant, and the entrances... You even said, Roxy, the entrances that I tried to take us through... just happened to be closed, and I didn't know where the actual main entrance was.
You know what, though? It was so great as far as you took us around because we got to see the actual people inside the restaurant through the window eating.
Yeah.
So we knew it was there.
You know, we could have
up an appetite as well with all the walking, burning the calories. Yeah. See, made us resourceful.
I was in so much pain. So I call 911. I need someone to take me back to the room because I cannot walk anymore.
That was really
bad. We found it.
We did, finally.
Yeah.
And then we're having breakfast, and I'm like, there's an entrance right here. Yeah. Why did Giselle take us all the way around 360?
Outside in the rain.
Yeah, y'all. Okay. In the rain.
It was dark out.
Uphill both ways. No, it was fine. It was fine. We got there. We had a nice dinner together. It was nice.
It was a nice dinner.
But Sherry, okay, let's just
but talk. Tam.
No, because you and I got lost, and we ended up on the 13th floor watching everybody play putt-putt golf.
That's true. Up on the 13th floor. I don't think it's 13. It's a bad 12? Luck. I don't think it's 13. But it might have been the 12th floor. Yeah, there was a lot of stuff up there. There was a miniature golf.
There's a miniature golf?
Yeah, there was, what do you call?
I know there was a miniature golf.
There was cornhole up there. Oh. There was that obstacle course that you, there was a lot of stuff up there. Basketball, I think there was up there. Yeah, there was a lot of stuff. That was a lot for the kids, though, for up there, but it was a lot of.
I saw a lot of adults playing miniature golf, though. A lot of adults. They're doing a hole-in-one contest, I think, tonight.
We're still going.
So, Sherry, you would definitely do this again?
I would do it again.
See, I just got a message from the app that's saying the casino is open.
Ooh. Okay, well, now it's...
Bye, everyone!
It says, put on your best poker face and come down to the casino. We're already having a blast.
So, yeah, so we had a really good time. I thanks to Giselle for inviting me. Aww, thanks for Danielle, my other niece, for dropping out.
Oh,
and it was fun. It was great to get away.
It will be happening more.
I hope
get
so.
You out of the house. If it's not on
make
a
it
boat.
Sound like I'm a shut in.
Well, I mean, haven't you been?
Well, just yeah, but it wasn't like by choice.
Well, no, but it's now it's like let's.
It did get worse with COVID. Yes.
Yeah.
Because mom and COVID kind of got
you know
bad together.
Forgive the pun. Test the waters a little bit. Yeah, let's see what's going on.
I love the ocean.
Well, she's here already.
Yeah. It's been nice, honestly. Even just with everything, you know, cruise aside, this was a really great way for us to get together and everything. I've really, really enjoyed the closeness that we've all experienced, you know, and just I think in a way just relearning each other a little bit.
I think it's weird that how something like this that happens, it usually tears a lot of people apart.
You know,
especially I thought exactly with our family because we're not super, super close.
I thought the same thing.
And I thought something like, I mean, we were close at one point, but it, you know, just drifted apart.
Mm-hmm.
Mama's our only connection, so she's gone. So see ya.
But I think, but we've gotten a lot closer to that. And for me,
we realized we needed each other.
Absolutely. And for me, as, you know, the next generation, it's been really nice to see my mom connecting with her sisters and, like, being a sister with her sisters. Just the inside jokes that you guys have, cutting up and doing your own thing. Like, it's fun to watch. And I know I've talked with...
We're fun.
You are. You're
you
fun.
You've had a lot of fun.
We are fun.
Oh, my gosh. You guys are so much fun. I love it. I love the humor.
All right. So, I guess that's all we have to say. Anything unique you want to say?
Woo-hoo!
The casino's open! All right, thanks for listening. Next episode, I don't know what we'll be doing, but again, I'll keep trying to do it every Thursday. I don't know. That's my goal. That's what I'm going to try to do.
Yay.
So, thanks for listening, woo-hoo! And I'll see you next time. Bye.
That was awesome.